3.9, discussion possible action item, proposed changes to administrator licenses. And this has been going on for some time, and Lynn is going to give us some background.
At the last commission meeting, the commission voted to expand the definition of administrator that's currently in rule. That definition as proposed is on the bottom of that very first page. And specifically what it does is it says administrator licenses are not needed only to evaluate licensed personnel, but will also be required if you are supervising licensed folks, disciplining them, or disciplining students to the point that you would suspend or put them on expulsion from school. So that was the decision and the vote that you voted on at the last meeting. However, at that time, there were questions asked of us about can we, the staff, maybe provide a little bit more guidance for the outside world about exactly when an administrator license might be required or when it would perhaps be recommended. So what I attempted to do is on the second page of this document, the back side, first you will see that under the required section at the top, I have very cleverly just included just what you had already voted on. So the only things that would still be required if you're going to be an administrator would be those top four. However, we then have included some language on what might be recommended. And the reason that I included the working with the content or finance of the instructional programs, as well as authorizing the district or school-wide plan for expenditure of funds, is because those were two items that the subcommittee had recommended last time be included. And so there was obviously some discussion about those two points potentially being elevated a bit. So I just thought I would put that out there for language for you to discuss. But then finally, under an administrator license is not required, I've tried to include language that covers your HR managers, because that point's come up before. And I've tried to include coaches, because we had discussion from them before explaining their background and explaining that even when they are evaluating staff, they're generally not the final word. They will often refer that then to an administrator for a final decision, and yet do we really want anyone who evaluates a coach to need to be administrator? The answer at that time from the commission appeared to be no, which is why this language is put here. But again, the idea was to give the list of duties and functions of an administrator rather than the job titles, because that's been the problem all along, is the way that in some cases, particularly for, say, a dean of students title, districts are defining the job differently. And so rather than saying this is what that title always means, what we're trying to do is lay out here's what would require an administrator license according to your duties. So I guess the two questions at least that I would have is this helpful guidance? Is this the kind of information the commission was looking for as a general idea? And then specifically, did I miss anything or did I hit it wrong? Or what would your feedback be if we were to now propose taking this to rule for people to then comment and potentially then bring back to you at the next meeting for final adoption?
Thank you, Lynn. I found it very clear and easy to follow and easy to read, which is what we were hoping for. Licensure Committee, any questions or comments? Okay. General Commission? Questions or comments for Lynn? Is it in the ready form to move forward?
Yes, I think so.
So then does anyone want to... there is not a resolve written. So is there anyone who would like to propose one?
I propose that we move this forward to
hearing would be next step.
We're going to develop a rule that goes in the rules with the licensure. California does it that way. I like it because it's in it right there. It's present near the licenses, and then we're going to bring back counselors and all these others so we can kind of get those blurry lines cleared up in the future. So what if we just bring back a proposed rule that outlines the scope and modifies the definitions and gives some clarity?
Bill?
I, I think the question is, what, it really is directed to staff. When, let's suppose this goes through the hearing process pretty much unchanged and is adopted as new rules. Then we have a new ballgame for a lot of school districts who are, at least I would assume at this time, calling some people some things and assigning them positions that now require administrative license, whereas before they haven't. So what are we going to do to alert people that there's our new rules governing the behavior of certain people in their district?
In the past, when we've made a sea change, which is really clearing things up, we've given a big signal to the field about the change. And if you've been around for a while, we've allowed phase-ins and things. So I think this would be one of those situations where you needed to do it. We needed this for some clarity because we had people, it was getting very, very messy. So you signal the field, perhaps you look at it on a case-by-case, you know, I don't know if you're going to grandfather, but I think if you give a pretty decent glide path for people to make adjustments, then it's not an unreasonable expectation. Does that seem right?
Yep.
Kind of thing. So, but you would still adopt the rule and implement it for everyone new, right? And then you would give people time to get it right. And then at some point, you put your pick in the sand. You say, okay, from this point on, everyone must be aligned. So it's usually, my experience in this is it takes about 2 full years or at least to get around, sorted out after you've started down these paths. So we tended to treat those as a, not completely no harm, no foul, but really no foul, just fix it situation. So.
So you do need this motion for moving it to the next process of rulemaking, or
you
do you not?
We'll just bring a rule back in May for you to look at, and then okay. You can decide whether you want to forward to the hearing or not. Or you could leap ahead and say, draft a rule and put it out there and have a hearing on it, and then you could discuss it in May. It's up to you guys. I mean, it wouldn't look different than what your concepts are here.
Because, Gordon, you did put it. A motion out, didn't you?
I did. I can retract that.
I really think we seem to have consensus to move forward with it, so I don't, whichever you prefer.
Okay, great. Well, we'll just do that. We'll come up with a rule, a draft rule, and we'll send it forward.